grass, ganja, joint, doobie, do, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Ooh, let me just address this texter before I say hi to you, Chris.
Sure.
I didn't really find How High that good. That's, I don't think that's that good a movie, that one. That's with like Method Man and Red Man and stuff. I don't really dig it that much.
You know what? There are not many good pot movies.
Half-Baked? Seen that? Oh. It's the right amount of fun. Jerry Garcia's in it.
I'd rather watch a good movie high.
Dave Chappelle's in it.
Yeah, there you go. You know what I mean?
This is Chris Fowley speaking, by the way, giving us great advice on what to do when you're high.
Chris Fowley from Normal New Zealand and also The Hemp Store on K Road.
Indeed. And we have, thank you very much, and we have joined forces, of course, Normal, The Hemp Store and a whole bunch of other people to put on J-Day this weekend. Perf. Saturday, it's number 28. I was there at the very first one. It was the first Normal thing I went to.
I feel like I've seen a picture and it was like black and white or something.
Yeah, yeah, it's got sepia tones in my mind, you know. It's very
like
distant.
Stegosaurus in the background.
Who's, I mean, is J-Day an all-ages thing or what is the vibe with J-Day?
Because it's a park, you know, we can't just lock up the park, but it is, we say it's R18 because that's what legalisation is that it will be R18 and we're modelling law reform. And so we're certainly not encouraging anyone younger, but, you know, obviously it is a public park, but if people are coming with their parents or guardians, that's one thing. It's a bit like a pub, right?
Yeah,
if you come with your parent or guardian, that's one thing. But if you're not, don't come.
Maybe a little bit of something floating around. But that's kind of the problem, right? People, we can only smoke at the moment, so it's not like we can take it any other way. There's no options.
One way that people who are under 18 can look at it is even if they want to be there and show their support, it will actually be counterproductive to the wider cause for them to do that. And they should probably just take one for the team and stay away, because if the thing is, if the media turn up wanting to look for problems and they see a bunch of teenagers, well, they'll film them, right?
Yes.
So if you're into law reform and you're under 18, just don't come. Come when you are 18 and have a great time. But really, it's not a party. You know, we get rung up by a whole lot of people who have never been to J-Day all the time in the week, every year in the week leading up to J-Day, thinking it is, how do you get away with it? It's a protest, you know, you're allowed to protest. And that's what J-Day is. It's a celebration of cannabis, it's a protest. Come along. Bring your buddies and meet some people in that and get informed. And we have a whole bunch of booths and informative stalls in that you can go around and get schooled up and learn about all the intricacies of law reform. Learn how to hold your own in a debate, which is really important.
A discussion. Especially in these times.
That's right. Well, leading up to the referendum, we want to have all these discussions among your own family or friends or co-workers, you know, so it's really important that you know the kind of the talking points, as they put it. And we also have a lot of good music in that, so it's just a general celebration of the culture, but it's a protest as well. It's a protestival.
Are there going to be any sort of stalls where I can make or learn about how to make, you know, submissions or what I should be submitting to the government, you know, as the legislation is before Parliament, or is that all done
and dusted? Absolutely. Well, there's one that is going through right now that actually there was a hearing just yesterday that I was quite keen to have a wee discussion about, but in terms of it, J-Day, I think it's mostly around the referendum. We want to get people on the electoral roll, because you've got to be on the roll to vote yes.
Yeah.
And just,
are people going to be, are you going to be taking registrations? Can you do that at J-Day? Will there be someone there taking?
In fact, we can. So we have a whole bunch of electoral enrollment packs off the electoral commission.
So people can
sign up right there and then. They'll have an 0800 number too, where you go into any post shop. But that's important. Get on the roll if you want to vote yes, because otherwise you can't vote.
Yeah.
And those non-voters, I think, are what's going to swing it. It's what's going to make a big difference to this referendum.
Okay.
Was it 1996 that you said it kicked off?
1992.
There you go, texter. Ooh.
It's a long, long time.
Strong heritage of,
so long.
Of pushing
now,
against.
Obviously, it is a protestival, as you're saying.
Just say that again. Protestable, is that how you say that?
Yeah,
is that
don't say, you can get it wrong. it's a thing.
So there are some festival elements there. There is live music and some stuff. You know, is there going to be food trucks?
A whole bunch of food trucks. We have, I should know them off the top of my head, but a whole bunch. Let me just say a whole bunch. All your food needs are catered for.
Will there be a sound system going, ba-doop, 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 ba-doop,
ba-doop, ba-doop, ba-doop, ba-doop, ba-doop, ba-doop, ba-doop, ba-doop, ba-doop, ba-doop, ba-doop, ba-doop, ba-doop, ba-doop, ba-doop, ba-doop, ba-doop, ba-doop, ba-doop, ba-doop, ba-doop, ba-doop, ba-doop, ba-doop, ba-doop, ba-doop, ba-doop, ba-doop, ba-doop, ba-doop, ba-doop, ba-doop, ba-doop, ba-doop, ba-doop, ba-doop, ba-doop, ba-doop, ba-doop, ba-doop, ba-doop, ba-doop, ba-doop, ba-doop, ba-doop, ba-doop, ba-doop, ba-doop, ba-doop, ba-doop, ba-doop, ba-doop, ba-doop, ba-doop, ba-doop, ba-doop, ba-doop, ba-doop, ba-doop, ba-doop, ba-doop, ba-doop, ba-doop,
Yeah. All day, just like that.
Okay, great. Okay. Good to know.
Speaking of sound system, though, Jaffa Mafia are doing the sound system as they have done for about 10 years now. And very good on them for that. And what we have right at high noon on the Saturday in the Albert Park at the Band Rotunda, Grow Room kicking things off with Bad Crop at 12 o'clock.
Nice.
And yes, indeed.
Oh, so man, I think they've been around for a minute. That's great. That'll be good to see them.
Exactly. There for that. And then we have the Jaffa DJs. And then we have, Cam, you might know something about the act.
Yeah,
that's
this
on
is
at
awkward.
O'clock.
My band's playing called Te Huhu. We're playing at, what is it, 2 o'clock-ish?
Ish.
Perfect. Ish. The whole day is ish.
On the dot.
After a dot, actually.
Yeah. That was what I meant.
Wee joke there for everyone.
So that is going to be awesome. And then we have Burning Sounds, and then we have Empress Naima, and then we have Tihanga Collective at 4:20.
Very
nice. Of course, a very significant time for the cannabis culture. 4:20, a solemn occasion. That you will also want to be there for that.
Very nice. It's exciting stuff. It's a great event, JD. A lot of like-minded people in one place.
Indeed. Indeed. And speaking of like-minded people, yesterday down in Wellington, so that, can you just segue there to yesterday down in Wellington, we had submissions on the Misuse of Drugs Act. And this was an amendment that the government has put through that was in all the media all today because it is decriminalising by stealth. And this is the one that tells the police, well, on the one hand, it makes some synthetics Class A.
Great.
And it, well, maybe.
Didn't it
maybe.
Kill 70
has
people
class
last
A,
year?
You,
70 humans in New Zealand die from synthetic
Well, the
cannabis?
Question that a lot of people were raising was, will making it Class A prevent that? Or is that just more law and order, prohibitionist kind of bollocks?
Yep.
And also there's a presumption of supply that kicks in quite low, so you're going to see potentially heavy users of synthetics going to jail for life, because that's the penalty for supply of Class A drugs,
right,
and this
right.
presumption of supply puts it on them.
You used to be able to get it from
so
the dairy, didn't you?
That's not necessarily going to help people if just a heavily addicted person is jailed for life. So anyway, it's a bit funny. But on the other hand, it does say, if you're caught in possession, that there should be a health response rather than a prosecution.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And this is what some people are saying, oh, decriminalised by stealth. But and even the
That's
the,
all drugs, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. For all of them. It doesn't decriminalise because it still keeps the offence, but it still leaves it kind of up to the police, but it tells them to exercise their discretion.
Helping,
that was something
helping.
That the,
it tells them to helping.
It tells them to help people, and you know, how's that so terrible? But so that was a funny one, but just about everyone was into it except the police association, and one or two others were saying, oh, it's a bit funny. And the Law Society said, the chair of the Law Society happens to be a prosecutor, and he said that he couldn't think of any cases of someone being in possession of drugs where arresting them would be better than helping them.
Mm.
And of course, that is the point.
Yes.
So, of course, we should be trying to help people. And this is just brilliant that it's going to be baked into the law.
Is it? So it's
Did you
on
say
its way through.
Into the law? I'm hearing stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got to drop these things in. keep up. Come on. So this is the Health Select Committee. So now we'll go back. Well, I think they have another week of next Wednesday. They do some more hearings. Mm. And then it'll go back to Parliament for second and third readings. So everyone has all their debates and things. And you've got to get New Zealand First into it and all that kind of thing. But it is a government bill. So we're expecting it will pass.
This isn't a formal decriminalisation, though, is it?
This is decriminalising by stealth. Were you not listening to what the police said? It's saying after you've arrested someone before
is it the first
you decide
step toward
to prosecute.
That? Is it the first step toward
We'd
that?
We'd like to hope so. But what we're hoping it isn't is an excuse to not do anything further. You know, like the entire Misuse of Drugs Act needs to be thrown out and rewritten. And that's, I think, what some people are worried about, was this could then lead to years of inaction.
Okay.
Final question relates back to J-Day.
We've got two questions left,
okay.
actually.
Okay.
You go first, mate.
Right.
Did Darcy Clay play?
He played some series.
Someone's just got a text in. Someone's asking. He's legitimately trying to remember.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I have a memory that he did an impromptu one or two songs one year, but
there
wasn't on the bill.
Damn, no pressure. Okay,
there you go. There you go.
That's hazy, though, man. That's hazy.
Wow.
And, Chris, before the segment, we just got a phone call. Someone rang in saying, where do you get medical marijuana seeds from?
Oh, the seeds. Well, that would be illegal. You would have to get them from overseas on the internet and bring them in and be breaching a number of laws, but
you
I
don't.
Hear that a lot of people do it.
You don't, then.
So you don't. But post-referendum, you know, seeds, I'm sure, will be part of the form of legalisation that you just go into a shop and buy them.
Got to start
But
there,
for
don't.
Now, yeah, it's you know, you're on your own. But having said that, if you are a patient undergoing palliative care, sorry to hear that, But you do have a legal defence under the new law now. So that person is allowed, or their caregiver is allowed, to obtain their cannabis illicitly. So 25,000 patients apparently at any one time are undergoing palliative care, and they can buy their cannabis seeds off the internet and just bring them in.
Anyone know anyone in that situation? Obviously that's terrible, but maybe get at us and let us know how that's going. Maybe it'd be cool to know if that's working out for people, or, you know, like, because these are brand new systems that we're working with here, so...
Yeah, and probably that customs officer won't have dealt with that, and they'll think, what the hell?
Yeah, the dog will be like, that's organic shit.
Yeah. So the first time could be interesting, but yeah, they tell us that their defense is there.
Hey, thanks, Chris. See you at J-Day, mate.
Yeah, cheers. Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.